CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Reaction coming in over President Trump's firing of the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics over a weaker-than-expected jobs report. He suggested without evidence that the numbers by the Biden appointee had been doctored. Critics had warned that the president's tariffs could backfire, but Republican Louisiana Senator John Kennedy says...
The president said when he did it that more stuff is going to come out. I don't know what, if anything, he's talking about, but before I draw conclusions, I have learned around this place that you need to wait a little bit and hear the rest of the story.
Police in Montana are telling people to stay inside and be on alert as a manhunt for the suspect in the killing of four people continues in the mountains. They say Michael Paul Brown opened fire at the Owl Bar. This man knows Brown.
Illuminati crazy stuff. Kind of mentioned, I think, that he, he can't have the CIA knowing where he's at, and always claims the CIA, if they knew he was here, that they would come get him. But we all just thought he was just kind of nuts.
Air quality is at dangerous levels in some parts the nation, and this past week, Chicago's was the worst in the world. Dr. Justin Fiala at Northwestern Medicine.
What we would recommend to people ultimately is that they're trying to limit the amount of time that they're outdoors, or if they're going to be outdoors for longer periods of time, consider things like N95 or KN95 masks, which are made to filter out 95% of these really small particles.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting says it's shutting down. It was defunded by the U.S. Senate after 60 years of educational and cultural content, as well as emergency alerts. Craig Swagler at Baltimore Public Media.
Any additional funds that would come in for fiscal year 26, which would begin on October 1st, and 27, which was the two-year advancement, will not happen.
Are you and your heart the same age? CBS's Michael George takes a look.
Most Americans' heart age is several years older than their actual age. Researchers at Northwestern University calculated people's heart age based on their risk for cardiovascular disease. They found men on average had a heart age 7 years older than their actual age, and women's hearts were 4 years older on average than their real age. The gap was even wider for Black and Hispanic people.
The U.S. set the world record in a 4x100 mixed relay, clocking a blistering 3 minutes, 18.48 seconds in the Swim World Championships. Katie Ledecky won the 800 freestyle, and Gretchen Walsh won the 50-meter butterfly. But Olympic swimming legend Michael Phelps took some shots at the team on social media, panning their performance. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
a battle between a school and a sportswear company.
The company says some of the apparel the university is selling looks too much like its products. 2 years ago, the company and the school signed a deal allowing the university to use the word Columbia on its merchandise as long as it included the school's insignia, mascot, the word university, or the founding year of the university, 1754. But Columbia Sportswear says the school has been selling clothing without any of the school logos online. The university has not commented. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
In San Francisco, fans turned out to name a tiny street after Grateful Dead guitarist Jerry Garcia. The city says the street honors a San Francisco son who continues to bring joy with his music. The Grateful Dead is celebrating its 60th birthday with 3 days of live music and festivities. Dead and Company is playing at Golden Gate Park all weekend. Garcia died in 1995. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Hazy sunshine today, a high near 78. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Smoky sunshine for Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. 80 on Monday, 82 the high on Tuesday. Mostly sunny and mid-80s on Wednesday.
It's 76 at our studios.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She went waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Good afternoon. It's Rick Johnson at WRJN, what we call the Saturday afternoon version of your soundtrack. We're here for a short half hour. We have Brewers baseball coming up here at, 2:30, okay? Right now, Canada's Guess Who and These Eyes on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night. I'm
watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Reflections of the way.
Always great to hear Motown on WRJN. The sound of the Supremes and a little bit of Reflections. Here comes the smooth Silver Eagle, they call them too. Charlie Rich. Hey, have you seen my girl? Of course you have. She's right over there.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. What I had done, I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
Oh, we can fly. Up and away.
Dimension at WRJN. Rick Johnson, Saturday. Beautiful Saturday afternoon. Nice. A little bit of haze in the air, but that's okay. It's not bad. Brewers baseball coming up here at 2:30, and it's brought to you by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Fierro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. You want to check out the entire schedule? Check it out at WRJN.com.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
We are the keepers of the wild.
For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Pretty Woman, Roy Orbison on WRJN. Stand by, because Brewers baseball is coming up shortly.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. Lightly touched down. I met him in a sale in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As the smoke ran out, he talked of life, talked of life. Instead, he said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and fair that stands for we jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go of a laugh. He let go
his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. How his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. He said a dance now at every chance in honky tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Okay. Girl, I don't wanna find. above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. On the ceiling
if you want me.
Mm-hmm.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
Yeah.
news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be
over 50 years, Ferraro's has been Racine's go-to for comfort food that hits the spot. From classic pizzas and golden fried chicken to hot sandwiches and stuffed calzones, every bite satisfies. This August, things are heating up with the Hot Honey Pizza, your favorite Ferraro's pepperoni pizza, topped with a bold sweet drizzle of hot honey for the perfect kick. It's a limited time twist you don't want to miss. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road just north of Taylor Avenue.
Tired of long lines and crowded big box stores? Shop local and save big at Christiano's. Stock up on pantry staples, grab fresh Lee's Deli subs, and don't miss $5 deals on plain t-shirts. Need a money order? $1 flat fee up to $1,000. Christiano's makes it easy to stretch your hard-earned dollars. And now, you can pay your utility bills or send money anywhere, all in one stop. No gimmicks, just real value and great prices every day. Go to Christiano's, 21st and Kearney Avenue in Racine.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puffs was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. A federal appeals court has dealt a blow to the Trump administration in its quest to resume immigration stops and arrests in California after a temporary order blocked them. Advocacy groups sued last month, accusing ICE of targeting brown-skinned people amid a crackdown. KNX reporter Craig Figner explains.
There were numerous ICE raids across Los Angeles last June. They were warrantless. That's the conclusion of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which has ruled against the Trump administration. The administration tried to appeal a restraining order which halted the raids.
The Republican-led Senate is in session this weekend as it attempts to hold a plethora of confirmation hearings. CBS's Michael Toscano.
Democrats have slowed the confirmation process down by forcing procedural votes on almost all of Trump's picks for positions. More than 150 nominations are backed up. Wyoming Republican John Barrasso.
Even the most routine nominations are being filibustered.
I warn them.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin reminds Barrasso this is exactly what Republicans did to President Biden's nominees.
The obstacles they were creating under President Biden would come back to haunt all of us, and now they have.
Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
People in Anaconda, Montana are being warned to stay inside amid a manhunt for a military veteran accused of killing four people at a bar.